Ian Moss is on the phone. Morning, Mossy. How's things, bud?
Mate, going extremely well. New album, very happy with it. Good. Yeah, life is good.
Like LG.
And back on the road to touring, coming through to CQ next year. But before then, coming to do one hot night at the Rocky Showgrounds.
Yes, I am looking forward to that. Hopefully a hot, not too wet night.
Well, yeah, at the moment,
well,
yes.
Yes, solo acoustic, bursting with songs from my Matchbook album, like Tucker's Daughter, Telephone Booth, Such a Beautiful Thing.
So, Mossy, have you heard of these young up-and-comers? I think they think they've got something special to give. Busby Maru, have you heard of them?
Yeah, they're great. The stuff I've seen on YouTube's very strong. We're very talented guys.
This is part of One Hot Night. Mossy, the Busby Maru boys, Tia Costello, the list goes on, Dean Lewis. Being that it's One Hot Night, can we break down the amazing musician barrier that we have up here and get into your real life? What happens on one normal night for Ian Moss?
One normal night for Ian Moss?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's pretty, a little bit dull, really. Got myself a wife and child here in Sydney. We live in the inner west. He's going to school. Occasionally, I pull my finger out and give him a hand with some homework.
Yep.
If there's any stuff I can help with, it's all different these days.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I struggle too.
In the same boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all changed. But apart from that, we're sort of, trying to keep a little fit, keep a hand in. I've just recently got a pilot's license. So, I'm getting stuck into always trying to write songs for the next album or hopefully for the next Cultures of Project, which is probably won't be too far away.
Well, I want to ask about the songwriting process. Before that, though, how hard is it to get a pilot's license, Mossy?
It's a lot of work. It's...
Don't you have to be like a certain height and all of this and have certain 20/20 vision? Did you have to go through all this?
No, I think the height thing, I think you're thinking of fairground rides.
Good answer, Mossy.
Roller coasters, yes.
Oh, that's really cool to be going for your pilot's license, though.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great challenge for me. It's, if I was to be completely honest, it was more sort of 50-50 wanting to fly and 50-50 just enjoying the challenge of studying and the achievement.
I can't wait for that moment where someone bursts out of the cockpit. Is there a pilot handy? And Mossy stands up and goes, I got you covered. I can land this bird.
I could completely went on. I'd be a complete, absolute liar if I haven't had that fantasy. And I don't think there's a pilot ever that hasn't sort of wondered about that. Suddenly the pilot, there's a chicken and a lamb, and both the pilots had the lamb, and everyone on the planet had a lamb.
Yes.
Chilled over. But you had the chicken, you were right, and you could fly.
It was the only one who had the chicken. I've got this.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have a fear of the flying, like being in charge of that kind of situation? Does that bother you at all?
It's it keeps you on your toes, particularly wind. You hate wind or turbulence.
Okay.
And it's been a couple of times there, sort of crosswind landings. They really keep you on your toes.
The songwriting process must keep you on your toes. Has it actually changed and progressed and evolved from, say, like the Tucker's Daughter Telephone Booth era? How do you write songs now? Is it any different?
Not really. You kind of hope that your end product is that you've actually improved. But it's still the same old thing. Every now and then you're lucky and you write a thing in so many minutes, but that doesn't happen very often. Most of the time, the old adage, 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration.
Ah.
And does it just come out of nowhere still?
Like the ether.
At odd times?
It is a lot like that. Yeah, they're very hard to force. Force out and say, right, I've got to sit down and write a song. But when I do and when I've been successful, it's I'm writing, I've actually already had a thread of an idea, and quite often that's all it is. Like one idea, one line of melody, and if you're lucky, some lyrics to go with it.
And it all inspires from there. Do you find yourself writing lyrics on like coasters and napkins and stuff like that?
You know what? Most of the time, the bloody lyrics are the hardest part. So more often than not, you've got all the music written. These days, your friend who hasn't got a mobile phone and some kind of recording app on there, and particularly that's really handy for if you get a musical idea, because it's pretty easy to lay hands on a guitar and all you have to do is grab your phone and voila, and that's what I do. For my latest album, the self-titled album that I released in March this year, of which I've written the lion's share of the songs for the first time in my life. The songs that came from that all came from a series of me getting these little flashes of inspiration, putting them all down onto my mobile phone, and then at some stage saying, okay, it's time to really get serious about writing. Let's start listening back to all those ideas. And you find that if you keep at it, you accumulate hundreds of ideas, but you listen through most of them, but one in ten, you go, nine out of ten, you go, oh, shit, what was I thinking? Oh, yeah. But every now and then, luckily, every now and then, something really hits you. Go, oh, shit, I was onto something there. What was it? In fact, more often than not, if it was really good, you actually have to sit down and work out what you did.
So, Mossy, on Christmas Day, is there any traditions in your home where you need to bring out the guitar and do a performance for the family?
Work at home.
Do you do anything?
yeah, a bit of that stuff. We like to have a good old sing-along. But, you know, I rarely do my own stuff. Lots of jazzy blues stuff is what I like to play.
Cool. Oh, that's what you need. Well, we're learning to songwrite with Ian Moss. He's learning to fly. I think that song may have been taken by a couple of people as well, Mossy, so I might have to put the kibosh on that. But thank you for coming to Central Queensland and making one hot night even more special for
legendary
us here in CQ. We absolutely love your work and can't wait, Mossy, to see you on One Hot Night.
Looking forward to hitting Rocky again, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ian. Pinky. For breakfast.